So today's topic, today and next Sunday, will be the topic of represent. Represent beyond. Represent beyond. And our key verses, there's going to be two key verses. If you are taking notes, if you're joining us online, we welcome you. We want you to go to Philippians 3:20. Philippians 3:20. Philippians 3:20. And it says this, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." For our citizenship is in heaven. The other verse that we want you to go to, if you would please, is 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we always like this verse when it comes to 5:17, and you may have learned that when you first became a Christian. "And if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new." Now, the verse that I want us to go to is all the way in verse 20. And it says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God." So the two key verses are Philippians 3:20 and 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. So we're going to be doing 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. We're ambassadors for Christ, ambassadors. So when we talk about the word represent, and we're representing beyond earthly structures, earthly limits, nationality. As I stated in my prayer for our nation this morning, and our nation needs a revival. And one of the things that I was pointing out was that when the children of Israel were sent into exile, God specifically instructed them to seek the welfare of the city, and in that case, the nation, Babylon, to seek the welfare of the city which I sent you, so that that city would prosper and that God's people would prosper. And so when we think about the fact that we are not necessarily just citizens, if you happen to be a citizen from another nation, you might be a citizen of India. You might be a citizen of Germany. You might be a citizen of Jamaica. You might be a citizen of the Philippines. But what God tells us is that we're citizens of heaven first. So when I talk about representing beyond, we actually represent beyond our culture. Beyond our culture. Beyond what we have known and what we are comfortable with. But the culture of heaven, and the culture of heaven is revealed in the scriptures. The culture of the way God does things is revealed here. It's a higher truth. And you say, yeah, but Pastor, you know, we're just looking at this through a Western lens, not an Eastern lens. But if you study the scriptures at all and let the scriptures interpret the scriptures, you will find out that there is a whole message that's beyond an American message. It's beyond any nationality. It's beyond an Indian message. It's beyond because it is a heavenly message. It's a heavenly message. And so our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we eagerly await a Savior. That brings me to this point. Jesus is coming again. I firmly believe that in my heart of hearts. I firmly believe that. The signs of the times. And God is preparing a remnant. He's preparing a people to be ready when people just come. And they say, you know what? I really do want Jesus. Everything else has been like sucking sand. And that's what being a citizen of heaven. And so today I'm going to be refreshing your minds, your spirits, to your role as a believer. How are we to be representing beyond? Representing beyond what we know. Representing beyond what is comfortable. Representing beyond Christianese. How do we do that? How do we represent beyond maybe the religious trappings that we grew up with? How do we literally listen for the Spirit's voice and say, okay, God, what are you saying? What am I supposed to say here? How can I step in and show your love? See, if you look at the definition of what an ambassador is an accredited, notice that word accredited, this is from the Oxford Dictionary, an accredited diplomat sent by a country as its official representative to a foreign country. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're an ambassador. You're an ambassador for another world. And it's not like anything that's here. Because here is a fallen world. Here is a world that is filled with turmoil. It's filled with strife, anger, and everything else. But from another world, there is peace. There is wholeness. There is ultimate healing. And he makes us ambassadors so that we can actually, if you will, establish a stronghold, a foothold for the kingdom of heaven right here. Now, if you've visited other countries, and some of you are from other countries, and when you've had to either become citizen here or get a green card, or you've had to deal with embassies, you've had to deal with diplomats, you've had to deal with bureaucracies of different governments communicating with each other. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody in here? You ever had to get a visa to go somewhere? I have. You ever had to get a visa to work somewhere? Some of you have. When you become a citizen, the paperwork, the classes, what you had to learn, right? And that's just in this earthly realm, right? That's just in this earthly realm. But if you go to another country, some of my recent travels, when I've been in the Czech Republic, we've gone to Prague, and we've gone to visit and walk by the U.S. Embassy. Or we've walked by the Italian embassy, or we've walked by all the different embassies. They have their flags out. Did you know that in those countries where the embassy sits, that that's considered territory of the nation that it represents? Do you hear me? So as ambassadors for Christ, where you walk, you represent. How you walk, you represent. What are you representing? What's in the other world? Well, if you don't know what's in the other world, you could kind of come up with your own ideas. Right? You could come up with your own ideas of how you should represent. So today, we're going to go through some basic criteria of what is really good. Check up on yourself today. Check upon yourself today when it comes to that. In the Greek language, when it says you're ambassadors for Christ, you're ambassadors, the word there is presbyteros in the Greek language. It means a senior representative. Now, do you feel good about yourself? God speaks to you and says you're a senior representative. In other words, he expects you to mature to that level that you are representing him in everything you do. Did you know that when diplomats come and they are citizens of that land and they're visiting another country, they still have to abide by the laws that are there, right? They still have to abide by those. They have to abide by those laws, but they are literally under the law of their own nation. Hello? They're under the criteria, the standard from the other nation. In fact, if you're appointed an ambassador, you're appointed in our country when our first ambassador was the famous John Abbott Adams, who was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, fiercely an abolitionist. He was our first ambassador, very first. And you think, oh, but did he go to England to be an ambassador? No, we just finished war with them. He didn't go to England. He went to the Netherlands. And that's where he lived, and he represented the interests of the United States. When you go somewhere as an ambassador, you're not representing your own interests. You understand? You're representing the interests of someone who sent you. When you serve as an ambassador in the natural, in this world, you serve at the pleasure of the leader who appointed you. Guess who appointed you? If you are a believer, I'm not going to use the term Christian today. All right? I'm going to purposely call you believers. Because believers believe what God says. Right? We believe the Spirit of God. And we are to be ambassadors. We are to be the presbyteros. It's where we get presbyter, overseer, presbyter, representative, a presbyter in some denominations, in the Presbyterian denomination. They are representatives. They are leader representatives is what they are. That's where we get that word, presbyteros. And so God is calling us to be ambassadors, to be ambassadors. Now it's interesting, the word reconcile, go over there to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. When it says, let's go ahead and read that again, let's go ahead and look at that. 2 Corinthians, now then we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. I think it's interesting that the Apostle Paul uses the word pleading. It's an urgency. It's an urgency. There is a seriousness to the work of being an ambassador. There's something intentional about it. It is not to be lightly taken. But it is to be thoughtfully, with a note of sobriety, that I am an ambassador. I am actually representing beyond my natural world, I'm representing a heavenly world. For my citizenship is in heaven. So when I'm representing him, it says, we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled. What about that word reconciliation or reconcile? The word reconcile is a really interesting word in the Greek language. It means, it comes from the word kata alasso, and it means to change. It means to exchange something. It's to make a difference. It's to reconcile. It was used as an accounting term. Any accountants in here? Any business majors? Anybody that's kind of got a business mind? It's to balance the books. Jesus is the great equalizer. He takes our sin and he makes us righteous. And we can read that all through 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. When we are in Christ, there is a right standing that comes through that reconciliation process. So the first thing to check up on yourself, if you're going to be a good ambassador, if you're going to represent beyond, the first thing is going to be, are you ready? Are you ready? An ambassador is ready. He is alert for any chance to represent Christ, and will not back away from a challenge or an opportunity. In fact, he's ready to give an answer, not an argument. I'm going to say give an answer, not an argument again. Give an answer, not an argument. I learned a long time ago in college, when your minds are young and everybody has all kinds of ideas, it's a place of ideas, that's where you end up in debates to the wee hours of the morning. Anybody understand? You ever been there before? Right? I learned a long time ago, winning an argument at the expense of a relationship doesn't work. And so what God tells us to do is give an answer, not an argument. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through 17. We're going to read this. 1 Peter chapter 3. I think this is going to help us. Ask yourself, am I ready to represent beyond? Am I ready to represent beyond my religious upbringing? Am I ready to represent? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3, verse... Is that the one that I wanted? Hang on a second. No, that's not exactly what I wanted. So, but that's all right. We're not going to go... We're not starting in verse 1 quite yet. Sorry, but... That's not the verse. No. 2 Peter. Maybe it's 2 Peter. Sorry. My notes are a little bit askew. 2 Peter chapter 3. That was not it. All right. That's not it either. Well, Jesus, thank you, Lord. All right, ready to give an answer. Ready to give an answer. That was my passage, and I must have written it down wrong. That we are ready to give an answer. Give us one second here. We'll find it. Y'all okay? I'm going to find my verse. 3:15. 2 Peter? 1 Peter? 1 Peter 3:15. That's it. Okay. It was 1 Peter chapter 3, but I didn't... Okay. Thank you. All right. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better if you do the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. So when we look at this, this is about representing. We are representing Christ. We're ready to give an answer. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to give an answer? And sometimes I think our American Christianity, I'll just call it what it is, sometimes our American Christianity can be a little soft. We wilt like flowers that just got in the hot sun too long. And I think about some of the people who literally suffer for their faith. They go to prison. They are willing to meet in secret when it's not convenient. It's not in an air-conditioned place. It's not got a nice cushy seat. Some of our colleagues in our ministerial ranks and circles are going to the uttermost parts of the earth where it's not convenient to go. Where it's not easy. It's not easy to necessarily be a Christian. It's not a, well, I'm going to choose this today and choose that tomorrow and this today and this next week. It's not easy. And their life depends on their faith. Their faith and their trust in God. So are you ready to give that kind of answer? Are you ready to represent beyond and be willing to give an answer to anyone who asks for the reason of the hope? Are you patient? The next point. As an ambassador, are you patient? Going back to what I said about you may win an argument and lose a relationship. That's never good. So I won't debate people. I'll have an intelligent discussion with somebody, but I won't debate. Because I've learned that that doesn't help. It never helps. The cause of the gospel, to debate. In fact, if you look at the Apostle Paul's effectiveness, when he went to the Mars Hill and he debated, very few converts were won. But when he demonstrated the power of the Spirit of God, he was able to win a whole lot more. Why? Because he said, this time I came to you not with persuasive words, with the wisdom of men. But I came to you in the demonstration of the power of the Spirit of God. That is when we are ready. That is when we are patient. Not just trying to rely on our own human intellect. Trust me, your own human intellect will fail you. Yesterday I was at work, and we sometimes start our day off as a group, and they do fun things, the fun committee. comes and tells us what is the fun theme of the day. And so yesterday they came, and this is so true. They said, the first thing, today is the I Forgot Day, National I Forgot Day. And I am so serious when I tell you this. There were two others, and I forgot them. They said there were 3 days yesterday. National I Forgot Day. I remembered that one. The other two, I honestly forgot. So yesterday was National Forgot Day. So you can trust in your own human intellect and how smart you are and how many books you've read and all of this, but I'm going to tell you something. Knowing Him is far greater. It's far greater. Because we represent beyond what we know, even in the natural. We need to be ready. We need to be patient. We need to be patient. But listen in order to understand. And then with gentleness, we'll seek to respectfully engage a conversation and maybe even disagree. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. Let's go ahead there. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. Be patient. As an ambassador, you need to be patient. Are you patient? Are you patient with the worldly people that you run into? Are you patient? Are you patient? Our job is not to condemn people to hell. Do you understand that? That's not our job. That is not our job. We already listed what our job was. Listen, there is a hell to shun. There really is. Our job is to warn people, but not condemn them. Our job is to reconcile them to God. Reconcile is to bring the account balance back. And the only one who is the great equalizer is Jesus. He's the only one who can equalize and make that right. Because all of us have sinned. And all of us come short of the glory of God. If we were on the Titanic, it didn't matter if you were in the stateroom or if you were in the belly of the ship as a servant. You needed a lifeboat. So when we get in our attitude of Christianese, of comfortable, me and my Jesus, and all those other people, the minute we start doing us and them, we got problems with ourselves. We need to look in the mirror. It's not us and them. We're all on a sinking ship called humanity, and we need a Savior, and His name is Jesus. And we need to be like the true hero that was in the waters on that night, that fateful night in 1911 when the Titanic sank, who literally went from boat to boat to boat, helping, swimming in the frigid cold waters, telling people about Jesus. If you've never read that story, it's a phenomenal story. Of a man, they still don't know his name. He literally was going around from boat to boat to boat and telling them about Jesus. Folks, we are ambassadors. We're ambassadors. We are to be ready. We are to be patient. We are to be reasonable. Reasonable. An ambassador has informed convictions, not just a feeling. He gives reasons, asks questions, seeks answers, and will not be stumped by the same challenge twice. Go back to our 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. Let's look at that one more time. 1 Peter 3:15. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you. And a reason for the hope that's in you. With meekness and fear, that is somebody who is reasonable. Say reasonable. The next one is adaptable. I'm giving you five Five things to check up on yourself. We're on number, what number are we on? One, two, three, four. Thank you, four. Adaptable. Next week I'm going to give you the other five because there's 10 total. An ambassador adapts to each unique situation. He's adaptable. And he maneuvers with wisdom. He maneuvers with wisdom. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. My goal is that we stir up ourselves a little bit and that we check up on ourselves. It's summertime. It's a time when sometimes we just kind of let our hair down and we let certain things slide in our lives. Let's not do that. I'm not talking about being so uptight and tense, but just realize you're still in an ambassador role. No matter what you do and where you go, people are watching. You call yourself a Christian, but do you call yourself a believer? That's my question. Adaptable? He adapts, but not in a compromising way. Just to please a crowd. Just to please, everybody says this is right, so this must be. No, it comes back to what does the country that you represent from say? And you go there. Adaptable. Philippians 4. He says, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things. I have learned to be fully, what does that say? Because I'm reading it. I can read it from my translation. What does that say? Fully or full? And I know what it is to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. In other words, contentment in God, but also flexibility in, sometimes it's not convenient to be an ambassador. You're called on to speak up. Sometimes you're called on to do things, say things, and you're like, okay, what am I supposed to say here? How can I stand without being feisty, without being disagreeable, without being rude? Because again, God's called us to represent. There have been stories over the years in the news when somebody is an envoy to the United Nations, and their behavior is terrible. And eventually, we have to say, would you please leave? Unpaid parking tickets, park wherever you want. No, you still have to follow the laws within the land that you've been sent. The same is true for a United States ambassador elsewhere. They have to follow those laws, and when they don't, they either get sent home. Hello? Or they get in trouble with that nation because they have to face the punishment for that crime. And so it becomes an international issue, right? So we have to be adaptable, know how to live in that moment in a compelling way. Live for Christ. Live for Him in everything that you do. The last one for today is be clear. An ambassador is careful with language. He doesn't just rely on Christian lingo to gain some kind of unfair advantage, resorting to empty rhetoric. I'm going to just say empty memes, because sometimes I got to be honest with you. Sometimes I'll look at Facebook, and sometimes our Christian brothers and sisters, they don't seem like they're representing like they need to. At least not in the right tone. They might be trying to stand for something, but they're doing it in a worldly way. We don't combat people. Do you hear me? God's called us to love people. We're not fighting people. We're not fighting them. We're loving them. And that's what God is calling us to do. Be clear in your communication. Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4:29. Hallelujah. Everybody's quiet on me today. I don't hear a whole lot of amens, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. You guys, hopefully you're just thinking, okay? All right, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians 4. You know, if you want to know how to live, if you're not checking the book out regularly, you're not going to know how to live. You're going to start representing your own interests. You see, we're representing beyond this world. So we've got to stay connected to the other world. And that, how do you do that? Through prayer and through the Word of God. It's going to keep you in the right way. So Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29, chapter 4 and verse 29, it says this, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." Verse 32, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ has forgiven you." Verse 1 of chapter 5, because the thought continues. "Be imitators of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us, given himself for us, an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." God has given us a way to represent, a way to represent beyond ourselves, that we truly would be ready to represent in any situation that comes our way, to be patient with those around us, to be patient with those that don't have faith in Christ, who have not experienced the love of God like you, who have not experienced those things, but you are patient with them. You're reasonable. Reasonable in how you act toward them. Not flying off the handle, not using derogatory words, but instead being kind, adapt to the situation that you're in without compromise. That's the key right there. You can adapt to the situation you're in without compromise. You can still stand for truth without, you know, jumping on the other side and fighting against truth. You can still do that. You can be adaptable. And you can be a clear communicator. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, he goes on to tell us, he says, that he was an ambassador in verse 20. "For I am an ambassador in chains, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." He's asking for prayer in verse 19. "And for me, that utterance may be given me, that I would open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." That I would open my mouth boldly. Many times Pastor Christine and I will pray and we will say, "God, give us the right words to speak to somebody that they would hear them in the right way." Because sometimes our words that we think, right? That's why communication is so important. Our words that we think, well, I thought I said that. Those of you married couples in here, you know that that's true. "I thought I told you that." No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Come on, do I get an amen or an oh me? Amen. Right? Right? Saying, "Well, I thought I told you that." No, you didn't. "But I said da da da." But that's not what you said. You got what I'm telling you? God, open our mouths that we would speak clearly the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that, you know, Christian jargon is not appropriate. I think it is in certain cases. But a lot of times the world doesn't know. They don't know. They don't understand. And if you listen to our, when you get around Christians, and sometimes somebody says something, and they go, amen. And it's like, no, we don't want to say amen to that. They just kind of get in the habit of saying amen. They should be saying, oh me, right? So, we are representing beyond ourselves, beyond our culture, beyond our nation even. I thank God for the United States. We've sent more missionaries, spread the gospel around the world more than anybody else at this point. But quite honestly, that's not my citizenship. I have a U.S. passport. I am an American citizen. But my ultimate citizenship is in heaven. And I'm eagerly awaiting a Savior. Eagerly awaiting a Savior. Because I got to tell you, that next world, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm so thankful and honored that I can represent that other world. Do you realize what an honor that is? He has bestowed on you an honor to say you can represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That ought to just sober us up real quick. That everywhere you go, you're being waited on. You don't have to have a Christian fish on the back of your car. If you do, great. But make sure that your behavior actually lines up with that too. Hello? Right? We're representing beyond us. I don't have my agenda. I have His agenda. What did He say He came to do? To seek and to save those who are lost. To preach the gospel. What did the Apostle Paul, we started it out, what did he tell us to do? To plead with people. Be reconciled. There's an agenda that's beyond that we are called to walk in. Check yourself out. Are you representing beyond? If you're not, you can make the adjustment very easily. Just say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. And thank you, God, for helping us to represent beyond our borders, beyond what we know in this life and in this world, but to literally reach another world, to reach, not just reach, but to be representatives of another world. God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for the gospel. The gospel is more about our future than our past. It's more about living in you, a new life, to be exchanged, to be reconciled, to be exchanged. And so, Father, I pray, God, for those that are watching or those that are here in this place, God, that if there is a need to exchange their life for your life, Father, I pray that that would be so. And Father, I pray for those that have once known you and walked away, God, that they would come back to you. They would complete that exchange one more time, Father, to represent beyond in the name of Jesus. Right now, with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're here or you're watching online and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, or maybe you need to recommit your life to Him, I want to give you a chance to do that. I want you to just slip up your hand and say, that's me. I want to recommit my life, or I want to know Jesus. Is there anybody at all? Thank you, Lord. We're just going to, if you're watching online and that's you, it's real simple. We're going to pray a simple prayer out loud. When we pray that, mean it in your heart. The Bible tells us in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we'll be saved. So right now, we're just going to say this simple prayer out loud. Say, Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God. He died for my sins. He rose from the dead. I receive His forgiveness. And I call Jesus my Lord from this day forth and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, and I encourage you, tell somebody, message us, let us know if you're watching online and the Lord just ministered to your heart. And we want to help you, send you some things. If you're here in person, please tell two or three people before you leave that God's doing something deep inside of your life and that you have made Jesus the Lord of your life. Amen. Amen. Let's stand our feet right now and let's speak our sending out verse over ourselves, over this congregation right now. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121, 7 and 8. God bless you. You are dismissed and we are so thrilled. Have a wonderful, wonderful, happy 4th in Jesus' name.